gang. Welcome back, you guys. Episode 102 of Zero Carb Journal. I'm Matt, as always. Good morning, you guys. How are you? Did you have a good week? Did you make some progress? I bet you did awesome. I had a great week, you guys. It was stressful and exciting, and yeah, I've had a good one. Lots of action this week, so yeah, I've just been wrapping up my boat, which has been stressful. There's been not a lot for me to do, but a lot for me to manage. So the boat's still there. It's late. Everyone's all excited about it. Electrical's mostly done, but they're waiting for the guys to weld in some last things. And so I'm just kind of been on call. It's been sort of frustrating. I've been down and go down and hang out and look for something to do and kind of take care of some problems and come home and then get called back down there. And so a lot of back and forth and a lot of kind of hurrying up and waiting. But it's good. It's about done, and I'm really looking forward to it. It hasn't been that big of a project, but it's been wearing me down. So that's almost done, which is great. And then also this week, we have had some amazing surf, and I finally got myself back out there. You know, I hadn't been in the water since about the middle of August, so that's a long time for me lately anyways. You know, I hadn't surfed for a long time, and then I've been back into it this last year, and yeah, I kind of fell off there while I was working on the boat. I just didn't make any time for it. And so that felt really good to get back in the ocean. I went on Thursday, and it was just kind of small. And then, boy, yesterday and Friday were amazing, unbelievable conditions, sort of just a really rare confluence of events. And so when that happens, it's so funny, you guys, because I got some great waves. I had some of the longest rides probably of my life. But what I've been thinking about since my awesome surf sessions, what was really so awesome was that I saw all my old friends again. As I mentioned before, all my old, you know, all the people I used to run around with 20 years ago. We used to run all over the Northwest and the Rockies, trying to get rad, surfing and snowboarding. And whenever the surf gets really good, they all show up in my town. So that was pretty neat to be down there on the beach and running into all kinds of people I have really, really long history and some very close connections with. So that was great on the upside. On the downside, they were there surfing with their kids and stuff. And in a couple instances, people that I had introduced, and they're, you know, been married for 20 years now and got families, and their kids are surfing right next to us, and it was awesome. It's so cool to see, but I'd be lying if I said if I don't come home and get a little, you know, lonely over it. But it's all good. It was so wonderful to hang out with people and see, run into old friends and be out there, kind of sharing our passion, like we've always done, and having that connection, that thing that we all, you know, share, is that spark is really special. So it's funny. I came home after, you know, like I said, after these great days of surf, and what was in my mind was thinking about the people. So pretty powerful lesson for me, for sure, about what really matters. So yeah, so it's been great. I really, as the, you know, a little twinges of loneliness or whatever, but as I always say, that's the human condition, and having, you know, just knowing there's such great people out there in the world always is a positive thing for me. So no, it was really good. It was great. And physically, I wore myself right out, right down to the bone. So I feel pretty darn good, but I am exhausted. My body is physically very tired. Yesterday afternoon, I was just kind of sitting there going, oh boy, you might have overdone it. Because the surf is, well, you got to walk. You know, you get your suit on. It takes a lot of energy, believe it or not, with those thick, dang wetsuits for the freezing water up here. And then walk, you know, a long ways out to the break, kind of through the woods, and a little bit of a hike, and then, you know, surf, and it's freezing water and your legs cramp up, and the wave was such a long wave, you end up walking back up the beach for like, I mean, sometimes almost a mile. And I've got wicked calf cramps to going on today. And yeah, so I'm kind of beat up, but I'm sore and satisfied. So it's been a great week for me. I've really made some progress in a lot of ways. I kind of got back to my workouts and refocused myself there, and got some great surf and putting some hours in and getting another boat behind me. So, and in the course of that, I actually have had some great conversations with all of my boat builders this week, and they're all sort of angling for more of my time in the coming weeks. So as busy as I knew I was going to be this winter, it sounds like I'm going to be even busier, which is really good and really kind of surprising. I haven't really been this busy in the winter before. So not really, wasn't really expecting it, but yeah, it sounds like I've got stuff to do for a while. So, which is good. That's great. I'm kind of stuck here on call with some of these projects, so I might as well make hay while the sun shines. So there's that. So physically, I've been feeling good, you guys. It's been a good week for me. I've been feeling solid and strong. Referring to my mental and my possibilities of passing out, I guess, that when I say solid, I haven't been solid otherwise. I'm still liquid, but doing great. I do want to touch on that. My bathroom visits are still liquid. It is pretty much once a day. But, you know, I don't think that's going to change at this point. I've, you know, tried just about, it seems like, you know, worried about it for a while, and I've definitely let it go. It just seems like how I go. And it doesn't seem to cause me too much discomfort or anything. So there's that. But I do want to touch on my syncope issue, because it's been coming up in the comments. It's been, you know, we've been talking about it for the last few weeks. I just wanted to touch on a couple things. One is that when I say I've been feeling solid, I've been feeling like no risk of the syncope. And I just wanted to kind of go back and talk about my experience prior to zero carb, because I'm not sure if I've made this point before, but while I've had many, many episodes of syncope throughout my life, and brought on by various events, whether it was, I mean, geez, one time I had a really bad sunburn, and a friend of mine took an aloe vera plant, we were in Hawaii, and broke the plant, and went to put the gel on my back, and got me with a little thorn, and it was just a very light scratch, but just that intense, you know, feeling that was different than what I was expecting on a sunburned back. I was already inflamed, and that made me pass out, and I hit the ground, and all that. So I've had syncope events dozens of times throughout my life, but what I wanted to say was that since going zero carb, I've had, well, exponentially less. I mean, really just a couple. I can count them on one hand, I think. I guess I've maybe had maybe half a dozen, I guess, now I think about all the times I was sick. But at any rate, what I really want to touch on was, you guys, I used to go through my life, I mean, for decades, I know this was an issue, where I was daily in a pre-syncope state. And if any of you guys know what that feels like, it's freaking awful. It's terrifying. It's totally disconcerting. But you feel, I used to feel, I would be driving around or at work or whatever, and I would have these episodes of the beginnings of that fainting feeling. You know, I would be I would start to sweat. I would get that lightheaded feeling and that ringing in my ears and that taste in my mouth, kind of a metallic taste. And I'm forgetting some of the other stuff because I'm not really currently there. But at any rate, I would be going through those pre-syncope symptoms regularly, a couple times a day sometimes. I mean, I remember driving, you know, my job used to be to drive all over the country, and I remember having those episodes and being really scared that something would happen when I was driving. It never did. I was always able to sense when it was coming on and sort of either pull over and put my feet up above my head, or, you know, usually it just wasn't that bad, but I just lived with it. But I was always having what I now recognize are presyncope symptoms. And that's gone, you know, ever since I've started Zero Carb. I no longer feel like I'm, it's hard, I don't know what the right word is, weak, you know, susceptible. It's like I just was fragile, like I could just pass out at any time. I used to always feel that way, even though it didn't happen very often. But, you know, now I identify that as being inflamed. You know, when I'm in an inflamed state, I feel like I'm sort of, I have a lot of those symptoms of presyncope, and I feel like syncope could sort of happen at any moment through a variety of triggers. So that's very different now. So as much as, you know, as much as concerning as it is, I do feel like for the most part, I've basically resolved that issue in my life as well, with the exception of it's always going to be, I think, how my body responds to stress. But at this point, my body is not stressed all the time. So there's that. So Robin, I'm with you. It bothers me too. But as I read, even the link you gave me, you know, it tends to say most doctors seem to think, no, you know, I'm paraphrasing, but they just, even the link that you sent me, Robin, so kind of says it's no big deal, and there aren't really any therapies for it, with the exception of, I guess, if you have it real bad, they'll give you some medication to raise your blood pressure, or a few other potential interventions that are all pharmaceutical and I'm sure come with a whole host of other things. So this isn't something that is affecting my daily life anymore. Like I said, that one episode a couple weeks ago just upset me more because I hadn't been inflamed, because I hadn't been in presyncope, and I just had that event. I do think now that that was a function of maybe a little bit of gas in my stomach, but mostly thinking about surgeries. As weird as that sounds, I definitely can make myself go presyncope by thinking about shots and things. Like if I had one coming and I dwell on it, I'll start to get that feeling. So I think, you know, I had been reading about my blood work and following up on some high numbers and what that might mean. And in that case, the answer was it might mean this kind of surgery, that kind of surgery. And I think I just sent myself over the edge. But I don't know. I'd love to have more answers. I mean, to be honest, you know, I if there was something that I could do, some steps I could take, I'd do it. But I don't, like I say, I've never had a doctor take much interest in it, for what it's worth. Finding a neurologist, going to a neurologist, I just don't see that as being something that's in the cards for me, unless I win the lottery, and then I'd totally do it. But I'm just not sure how I'd access those services. So, yeah, so there's that. I'm not too upset about any of those things. I feel, like I said, I feel better than I've ever felt over decades. So, and I still feel that way. And yes, there's something deeply, probably medically wrong with me. That's what it seems like. The best I can do, I guess, is manage it. I don't know. I'm not talking about not continuing to go down this path and seek out help. I'm absolutely going to do that, but I'm not going to, I just need to let that process unfold, I guess. I don't think I'm going to go, you know, to work full time on it. I don't feel like there's much value in that. I'm quite sure that with the syncope thing anyways, I sort of know the end point of our medical science and what a discussion there is going to end with, which is you have syncope and you're going to faint sometimes. I'm pretty sure that's what they're going to say, but I don't know. I don't know. I wish there was a easier path to just at least get some peace of mind or find some answers. But it is what it is. Anyways, I've been feeling great regardless. I haven't felt like I'm going to have any syncope at all. So I'm just going to go with that for now. So I've been doing pretty good overall. Sort of kind of heading into the cold winter doldrums here a little bit, so I'm trying to stay focused on, well, surfing and things like that, and looking forward to getting this boat wrapped up and maybe having a week or two of time to sort of take care of some stuff around here. I've been letting slide just some maintenance and cleaning and firewood and things like that, and then probably right back to work on another couple projects in December, and yeah, we'll see how that goes. But overall, I'm doing good, you guys, and feeling well. And from a zero carb standpoint, what I ate this week was just my burgers, thin sliced ribeye, and bacon. I've been doing something a little different. I've been cooking my ground beef on the flat top, and I haven't been making burgers. Actually, I said burgers, but ground beef. But I've just been out of laziness, and because I don't have much time, I've just been throwing it on there loose and, you know, grilling it up or whatever. And it's been good. I've been cooking a little less than I would have cooked my burgers. And I've been mixing it in a bowl with my bacon and my ribeye. And so by doing that, it seems like I've been able to manage my fat levels a little better. You know, in the past, I would either eat the ribeye and bacon or the ground beef. Sometimes I'd eat them a little bit together, but not always mixed. And I'd eat quite a bit of the ribeye and bacon, and then I would have issues because I think I ate too much fat. So by mixing those two, it seems like I'm doing a pretty good job of managing my fat, not eating too much at once and still getting, you know, enough food to me. That seems to be a problem, right? If I try and eat high fat, I eat too much food. Well, I don't know. I just eat and my body can't handle that fat. So it seems like I need to temper that a little bit. And by mixing those, it seems like I'm able to eat a pretty good sized portion without making myself sick. So I feel full and satiated, and I didn't eat too much fat, which has been a problem for me. So yeah, so I've been just kind of staying the course this week, eating really simply, and been feeling great for the most part. Been feeling great. had a lot of energy, been able to go surfing and get my work done, and feels good. So yeah. So there you go, you guys. I don't know what else to talk about today. It's early, by the way. It's not even 7 yet. I just woke up early, all excited about the surf. I think I'm probably going to go check it out one more time today and then come home and rest up for the week. So it's Thanksgiving week, you guys. I hope you guys have plans, and I hope you're looking forward to eating some meat. I'm going to go visit my family on Thursday, and looking forward to that a little bit. As you guys know, it's always difficult to navigate the food stuff, but I think this year I'm getting better and better and better at it, right? Every year I sort of learn a little more. So I think this year I've got a pretty good plan. I think I'm hoping to do all my cooking here before I go and just bring some food with me and probably just eat it outside of the family meals, and then I can just sit and eat. Hang out while everyone does the Thanksgiving thing, just because it's, you know, there's no way to eat my food without getting comments and being made to feel, yeah, different, being self-conscious about it. It's just always uncomfortable for me, never really very pleasant to go hear everyone's comments, and I think I'm just going to try and avoid it entirely this year. So, plus, then my food is managed, and hopefully I can avoid getting some sickness that I always seem to get, so I'm going to go try and brave the Thanksgiving one more time. We'll see if I can handle it. It's always really tough, hard on me anyway, so I probably won't stay too long, but I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to hanging out with the family and yeah. So that'll be nice, I guess. And yeah, I guess that's about it. Sorry, guys. I'm a little scattered this morning. I was just, like I said, had surfing on the brain, and it seems like I'm a little bit in limbo in terms of direction. Well, I just sort of feel like I'm stable here, I guess, at this place I'm at. A little frustrating at times with my, there's still a few things remaining that I'd love to sort out, but it just seems like I don't think I'm going to get much farther than I have. I've come a long way, so perspective a couple years ago of you know how awesome this is and it's the best I've ever felt. That hasn't changed. I definitely feel better than I've ever felt, and I definitely believe 100% in this way of eating and what it's done for me and what it can do for people. But I know personally that I still that I have issues. You know, I mean, that's why I'm here, right? So I think it's just part of really, you know, accepting those conditions or whatever, knowing that as good as the therapies that I have are, you know, I'll always have some issues to deal with. So whatever, I guess I'm learning. Here I am, almost 3 years in, still making progress, learning about how to go about this. So there's that. So anyways, I guess that's enough for today, you guys. I hope you have a great week. I hope you really enjoy your holiday if you're here in the States. Eat some good food, hang out with some friends and family. And I'm going to do all those things. So hopefully next week I'll come back and give you guys a great review of All My Boats Are Gone and I'm feeling great. That's what I'm looking forward to. I'm going to try and do some more surfing this week if there's an opportunity. That's been feeling good. So got that to look forward to. And I don't know what else. It's supposed to be freezing here this week, so I'm not looking forward to that, but that's okay. That's winter for you. So I know what I'm looking forward to. I'm looking forward to watching some football today. I'm going to laze around and watch my Seahawks, who are having a pretty darn good season, by the way. So, Mike, if you're watching, I'm sorry about Cam, but you guys are doing okay without him. All right, you guys, well, that's enough for today. I want to thank you guys again, as always, for all your comments and support. It just means so much to me, and every one that comes in just makes my day. It really does. Every time my email tells me that one of you guys have left me a note there, it just makes me really feel appreciated, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate that from all of you. So, and then getting up before I do these journals and reading your comments, you know, and reflecting on sort of what's been going on. It's so helpful, you guys. Thank you so much for your support and for your caring and kindness and for listening and watching. You guys all make a big difference in my life. So thank you. So, alrighty, you guys. Hope you have a great week. Happy Thanksgiving if you're here. And I'll see you next week. All right, you guys. Thanks for watching. See ya.